Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Kuf Chav Hey, and we are at the Mishnah on Kuf Lam Adal and Mabez. We're still talking about Inyanim of Tumah V'Tahara. Just one interesting Ha'ara that I saw recently. I think I mentioned it once in the past, but there's a Ha'ara made by Rabbi Chanan. In the back of the second volume of Kovitz Shiurim is Kovitz Biurim, and Rabbi Chanan has comments on various Pesachdis. So in the last comment on Meseches Bechoros, which by Hashem we get to in a few weeks, the last comment on Bechoros, Rabbi Chanan discusses the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara, and one of the questions he asks is that we know that, what if there's, is there bittul by Tumah? So we know there is bittul by Tumah. Let's say somebody has something Tameh, and it gets mixed in, a Kli Tameh, it gets mixed into 1,000 Kalims. That's a mixture, Yavish B'Yavish, should be Batal Hochanach Arov, it'll be Batal Barov. But what happens, his suffix is, what does that mean that Tumah is Batal Barov? Does that mean the Dine Tumah, or the Tumah itself? Lamai Nafkamina, what happens if I have a kli that was tameh that got mixed in with a lot of other tahar kalim, and then I was matbil. I put them all in the mikvah just to be safe. I wanted to be matbil, so I was matbil all of them. And after I was matbil all of them, so then nikar hakli, the kli that was tameh, I recognized. I didn't recognize it beforehand. So at the time that I tovel them, the halacha was that it's tahar because it was batel. But now I recognize it. So if by an isser, obviously it's still usser. But by Tumah, so was the Tumah Nefach, like do we say that it was totally batel, so it wasn't Tameh at the time. So if it wasn't Tameh at the time, so then there's, maybe it wasn't Nitar, and now the Tumah comes back. What do I say? No. No, of course not. It went to the mikveh, went to the mikveh. So he has that suffix. But Kli Tameh Shin Esariv V'Kelim Tahorim, V'Tavol Es Kulan, V'Yachar Kachukar Atameim Olsa Lo Tfila, Kivan Da'az Hu Tahor Lo Shayach Bo Tfila. At that moment it was Torah. Or V'chein Yeshlis topic. Similarly, B'chadosh Shenis Arev B'yashan. Chadosh was as an Isser. There's an Arev B'yashan. I put it in my freezer and now it's all mixed up. V'avar Alav HaOmer. Now the Omer was, you know, past. So V'achar Gachukar Chadosh. So Chadosh is Batel B'yashan. But at the time that the Omer occurred, it wasn't Chadosh anymore. Or do we say it was? Imho Alo HaOmer B'shash Shaisa B'taroves. That's his fascinating question about how does Bittul Bitumah work. That's just as we get through these dafim of Tumah V'Tahara, I thought I would share that. Okay, so let's now choose of Tumah V'Tahara. Again, we started this whole, why is this a Meseches Chulin? Because it's all about different parts of the animal and different parts of the animal for Tumah purposes, for Shomer, for Yad. That was the first Mishnah in the parak, and now we continue and we discussed other aspects. Okay, so Masdisan, kolyas hames. If somebody has a bone of a mace of a human body, what's a kolyas? Kolyas is a bone. Rashi explains tame to ha etzem kesor b'mase b'tame b'magel b'masa. As we know, even a bone the size of a barley seed is matame by touch and by carrying. Because they said oh be'etzem adam, as the pasuk says in Parshas Chukas. But we know it's not matame b'ohel. It's only etzem kesora. But kolyas hames is a bone that has some marrow in it. Kolyas hames, as we have already mentioned earlier. So kolyas hames and kolyas hamakdashim, and a bone of hekdish that, not just regular hekdish, but as Rashi explained, it's pigle, it's nosar, or tameh. So what is the halacha by kolyas? So hanogea bohen, if somebody touches either one of these, the kolyas of a dead body or the kolyas of hekdish, bain stumin bain nekuvim tameh. Whether they are closed or open, as we were just talking about at the end of the previous Gemara, whether they're closed, so the marrow has no way of getting out. It's impossible to touch the marrow, which has the status of basar, bein nekuvim, or whether they do have a hole in a tameh. It's tameh. Why? Because the kolyas itself, the bone itself is metameh, right? You don't have to worry about the marrow inside. It's metameh. The kolyas, the bone of a dead body is tameh if you touch it. Rashi points out here that this is a little unclear, but we just have to explain. The kolyas of a mace is tameh daraisa. The kolyas of mukdashin is tameh derabanan. The bone of nosar is usur to eat. Pigel is usur to eat. And pigel even has a chi of kares. But the tumah of pigel and nosar, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Psachim daf kufchaf, is derabanan. The Gemara all the way at the end of the Psachim says that Chazal were Mitame gave a Tumah Drabanan to Nosar because they were worried about the Atzle Kahuna, as Rashi quotes, we don't want Kohanim to be lazy, we want them to act with Zrizus, and therefore, if we make Nosar Tami, they'll make sure not to have Nosar around, because the Kohanim were very machpid about Tumah Vatara, very machpid, as we know, right, the tragic story in Miseches Yuma, where the Kohanim running up the ramp, and one of them stabs the other one, and the father comes and says, quickly, take the knife out of my son, because we don't want to be Mitame the knife, the Gemara says, right, Tumah Vatara was even more chomer to them than Shvichas Damim. But Rashi quotes that Noser was Tamei because of the Atzle Kahuna, and the Chachamim said Pigul Tamei because of the Chashde Kahuna. Let's say there's a Kohen that has an argument that does not like the Bailim that are bringing the Karban. So what are they going to do? They're going to be Mefagalit. They're going to be Machshava, Chutzla, Shlo Lishma, whatever it is. They're going to be Mazik, the Bailim. So in order to prevent that, maybe the fact that it will make them Tamei will override the fact that they don't like this other person. If they do that, obviously it's an Aveira, right? It's an Aveira of being Matul Mumbakachim. We discussed often the Rambam back in Maseches Zvachim. We discussed that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos that if a Kohen has a Machshava Ra'ah, on a carbon, so that's an iser. Call a machashiv, perak yud ches of hilchos psulei hamakdashim. Call a machashiv machshava she'ina nachona bekachim. If a kohen, yes, there are days. Remember, we had Rav Papa, I think it was in Zvachim Daf Mem Zayin about Bailim Mefaglim, and where Yosef Engel wrote a whole sefer with 70 or 80 answers to the question of Bailim Mefaglim. How do you ever have a carbon sota? But if any, most of the time it's a kohen. Call a machashiv machshava she'ina nachona bekachim hareza over below sase. So this is daraisa. Shaharehu Omer lo yechashev. Mipi Hashmua lamdu shebechlal din zeh shelo yafsin hakachim b'machshava. I shouldn't cause a loss of kachim even through thought, not just going and making a physical blemish on the animal, but even a spiritual blemish. Okay, it might be a hezek she'eno nikar, but it's still a hezek. Shaharei zeh dome lamatul mum b'kachim. That's the Rambam's lashon. Being at the being mafsid a carbon with machshava is like being matul mumbakachim. The afal pikein ain't a lokesh, ain't a machshava maisa. You're not going to get malchus for it because it's a lav she'ain bo maisa in this case. And maybe one has to think about what's the Rambam shita in general. Remember the Rambam shita? The Rambam said, according to the Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Schirus, that if somebody muzzles by screaming at the animal, the Rambam says you don't get malchus. Chasma bekol is not going to get malchus. Why aren't you going to get malchus? Because let's find that the Rambam again. The Rambam here in Hilchas Schirus, a machlokas between if we put it together, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch on the Isser, maybe I flipped it. The Sefer HaChinuch says on the mitzvah of Nekama, the mitzvah of Nekama that you're not going to get malchus because you can do it without a Maisa, even if you happen to do it with a Maisa. The Rambam holds the opposite. The Rambam says in Perak Yud Gimel of Hilchas Chirus that Chasma Bikol is malchus because you can do it through malchus, so therefore you can do it through a Maisa, so therefore you're going to get malchus. That's how the Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam. To call lav she'ef sharbo Maisa ela dibur, she'ena dibur kari Maisa. Ava Chasima kiven fine. So you got to work that out with this Rambam. This Rambam seems to be going in another direction. If it's really true that matul mum b'kachim is machshava ra'ah is considered matul mum b'kachim l'chara, maybe you should get malchus, right? Because it's again, you have to be mechalik between the different types of ma'isim. But either way, that's the Rambam right here in Perak Yud Ches of Hilchos Psulei Mekdashim. The Mishnah Lamelech here quotes the Ramban in the Hosafas to the Sefer HaMitzvos, where he actually counts it as a separate losa say. Rather, Ramban calls of Shkol Machashim Machshav Shein Achor Bekachim over Belav De Lo Sizbach Lashem Kol Davara Pirusho Dibur Ra, and the Ramban counts it as a losa say. Because of Ochi Ishkam cannot say, by Yamahu Yeachel, Shasatan, Lamalomana, Rabbeinu Lavzen. The Rabban discusses why the Rambam didn't count it as a separate, Lo Sase, even if it's included in Lo Yechashev, he didn't put it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam continues, call a carbon Shenem Arshu Puzzle. You're not allowed to eat a bamum, v'chulu. But either way, this is why Chazal instituted a tumah by pigel, because they didn't want a kohen to do this if he was upset at the owner, and that is why our Mishnah says that if somebody touches the kolyus of a pigel karbon, that makes him tamei. There's a difference. That tumah is only tumas yadayim, doesn't make the old person tamei, while the issa daraisa, obviously kolyus ameis, makes the whole person tamei, and you have to go to a mikveh and wait 7 days, v'chulu. Okay, and paraduma. So that's the first halacha. If you touch Beit Stumim, Beit Nekuvim, Tameh. Next, Kulyas Nevela v'Kulyas Hasheretz. Next category. If there is a bone with marrow in it of a Nevela, which is also an Avatum, and the Kulyas of Hasheretz, the next categories. Hanogea Baham, then it depends. Stumim Tahorim. So those bones aren't Tameh per se as bones. Not like the first category. The first category, the bones are Tameh per se, so it doesn't matter even if they're Stumim. But here, the bone of an Avela is not Metameh, or of a Sheretz. So here it makes a difference. Stumim Tahorim. Sasum, they are Tahar, because the bone is Tahar. The bone of these items are not Tahar. And the Moach inside, it's Sasum, so it's not considered Metameh. You can't touch it. And, as Rashi here adds, the Afa, what about it's being a Shomer? As we learned earlier in the Perek. Aren't these shomrim for the moach inside? Says Rashi, second skinny line, V'yafagav de shomer machlus umotzi tumah, hanimili badavar she'efshar liga batumah atzma. If negia is possible, so then the shomer could transmit in both directions the tumah. V'yafilo lo noga ba'ela b'shomer tameh. Aval hecha di'efshar liga batumah atzma ain't shomer metameh. But if it's impossible to touch the tumah itself, then the shomer, remember, is an extension. So if the ikker doesn't exist, then the extension is not going to exist. Like we had earlier in terms of the shear. If the shear is so small for certain shomer and yad, there were limitations. How big does a shomer and a yad have to be in order to become tameh? So too, the shomer is not going to be as strong as the more than the item itself, right? That's what we had on the bottom of Kuf Yud Ches Amibes. Rav held Ein Yad Pachas Bikazayis, Ein Shomer Pachas Bikapul. Rabbi Yochanan was a little more flexible. Yesh Yad Pachas Bikazayis, Yesh Shomer Pachas Bikapul, but not a Yad smaller than that. Okay, but either way, Rashi says, so if it's closed, it's not Tamei Mishum Bone, it's not Tamei Mishum Moach, it's not Tamei Mishum Shomer. All three are excluded. Nikuvim, but if they have a hole, this kulyas and this moach inside, kolshihu, even a tiny little hole, metamei b'maga. That is metamei b'maga because now it is possible to be metamei b'maga, and the shomer could work as an extension of that. Minayin sha'af b'masa, how do I know also masa, tamalomar, hanogeya, v'hanose. They're put close together in the pasuk. Eshebalach lamaga, balach lamasa, lo balach lamaga, lo balach lamasa. So again, maga and masa are connected. We're about to talk about this also in the Gemara, but just to note, we discussed in the last perek the relationship. Whenever you have three isurim that are related to each other, one could always ask: is there a relationship between them? The isra achila, isra ana, and isra bishul of basar b'chalav, are those three connected to each other? By chametz, Isser Achila, Isser Hana, and Balayir Abayimatzai. Are those connected to each other? So, similarly, but not exactly, the tuma of Maga, Masa, and Ohel, are they related to each other? So here, the Gemara, as we just had earlier on Amabez, connects Maga and Masa. If it's Maga is possible, then Masa is possible. But there are things that are only Tamei B'Maga, not B'Masa. Right? Nevela is Tamei B'Masa. But Maga, Masa are connected here. As we will see later on the Amud, sometimes Ohel is referred to as Maga. So maybe Maga and Ohel are connected. Right? Does Masa flow from Maga? Right? That's what this line sounds like. Masa is only possible if Maga, like we had earlier in the previous mission as well, with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So we have to keep that in mind in terms of conceptual analysis, the relationship between the three elements of Tumah. And remember, also related to this is the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, where the Rama points out that the Torah only says Maga and Ohel. And Masa, we learn, Tumas Meis, from a Kal V'Chomer, from Nevela. So the Gemara didn't even feel the need to write Masa, because Gilui Milsa. So is that Gilui Milsa, it's a natural outgrowth of Maga? Or is that Gilui Milsa, it's less than Ohel, and it's Nechlal in Ohel? The Rambam seems to say, just learned that from Nevela, which is just a lesser Tumah. It's a lesser Tumah, and it's B'tami Mishum Masa, so to hear. Maybe not a Kal V'Chomer from either of them, but is definitely, in the way that we usually see it, we see Maga Masa Ohel, right? Only certain items are Metame Ohel. That seems to be the most extreme way of being Metame, extreme in the sense of least common and biggest Chiddush. And Maga is the simplest. Masa is the one that's in the middle. Okay, so now the next line also reflects this as well. Says the Gemara, back to the first line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the kulyas ameis and mukdashin, if you touch them, then they make you tameh. So nogea in avoma hilo. So we're mashba that only if you touch the, let's take the mace one, only if you touch the kulyas of a mace are you going to become tame, but if you're under the same ohel as the kulyas, then it's not going to be metame you. So echidami, what exactly is the case? Even before we see, Tosfos just has the ha'ara. Why do we make such a diak? Why? Because ohel is not in the Mishnah. Masa is also not in the Mishnah. And masa, we know, counts. Masa goes from nogea. So Tosfos says, im tomar, top Tosfos. Minale lemedak ma'ahilo. Imishim deloktani la, haloktani name masa. Afagab to etzem kissa or metame b'masa. Right? So we know masa is included in the Mishnah, even though it's not explicit. So why do we medayik that? Oh, it's not. So Tosfos answers masa lo. It's strichle misni. No masa, there's no need. As we were just talking, maybe masa is a natural outgrowth. Aval ohel havelil misni kivan de'ein etzem mitami ba'ohel. The etzem is in, so what about the kulyas with the marrow in it? So you'd have to tell me something if there would be a chiddush to it. Okay. So nogea in aval ma'ahilo. So hey chidami. So what's the case that the kulyas is only mitami ba'maga and not mitami ba'ohel? Hey chidami. Idika kazayis basar. Is there a kazayis basar on top of the bone? So ba'ol namilatami. That's regular tumas mace. Right, there's basar, that's a kezias, on the, that's flesh. Basar is batami ba'ohel. The like a kezias basar. Okay, there's no kezias of basar on it. V'di'ika kezias moach bi'befnim. Okay, is there moach inside? So then, tuma bokaz va'ole ba'ol nami l'tame. If there's a kezias of moach inside, then it should be metame also ba'ohel. Why? Because tuma, as we know, if there's not an ohel above it, which would keep the tuma in its own ohel, it shoots straight up. Tuma bokaz va'ole. Right, like in a grave, tuma goes straight up because there's not an ohel space. So ba'ol nami l'tame. So if there's flesh on the outside, it should be metame ba'ohel. If there's kezias moach on the inside, it should be metame ba'ohel. So the Gemara answers a lack of kezias moach b'fnim. It must be there's not a kezias. There's no kezias outside. There's no kezias inside. But it's still going to be metame yubamaga, but not ba'ohel, as we'll see why soon. But just 1 minute, Rashi points out an important ha'ara. So it should be metame ba'ohel. Rashi says, as we just explained. But Rashi says, because it only stays in if there is a tefach. First Rashi on the Mishnah. Amayin metami ba'ohel. First Rashi on the Gemara. Shara ein lo chalal tefach. V'kaimalan bebrachas kol chalal shein bo tefach ein achotis befnei hames. Right, it's not chotis. The Netziv even uses this. I mentioned this a long time ago, I think, but I'll mention it again. The Netziv says, totally different context, a pasuk in Parshas Truma. The Netziv is talking about the urios. So we usually think of the urios in all the pictures, that they're curtains that go one on top of another, right? They hang to the, over the Mishkan, and that's why it's called the klayim, right? It's not called, though they didn't have walls, they didn't have a roof, they had klayim, right? That's why in Shiloh, it was somewhere in the middle, because it had stone sides, but the curtains on top, and the Mishkan was all the klayim. So the pasuk says in Truma, Chavav Zayin, V'yasisa yirios izim la'ohel al ha-mishkan. You should make Yirios Izim La Ohel Ala Mishkan. Ashti Esri Yirios Tase Osam. It says the Netziv. It says Ohel. Ohel, what does that mean? Eino Michsa Mamish Al Yirios Sheish. It must be, says the Netziv, it's not directly lying on each other. Why? Because it uses the word Ohel. Ela Ohel Bifnei Atzmo. Because it says Ohel V'ulai Haya Tefach Avir Beinehem. Maybe there was a Tefach of Avir, of airspace in between. Right, that's the, maybe it's one of those things that are in the pizza pies that hold the pizza up, so you have them in between the urios. Shari ein ohel pachas bitefach. Vayimanichim klunsaos beinehem rechavos tefach. Why would that be? Good kasha. But either way, the Netziv gets that from the word ohel, because ohel has to be at least a tefachai, as the footnotes he points out here, chidish yichudi shal rabbeinu b'melechaz ha-mishkan. I don't find this anywhere else, but because of the word ohel, Chaf of Zion, that's what the Netziv suggests. Okay, so what's the case of the Mishnah? There's no basar outside. There's no basar moach inside, because that would also be metami ba'ohel. So deleka, so vi moach mi bifnim, another try. And if there is some moach inside, male arucha mi bachutz, which could ultimately lead to the regeneration of the limb, had it still be connected to the live organism, called Ma'ala Arucha, Eivra Ma'al Yehi, that it should be considered an Eivra Ba'ol Nami L'tame, should be Metame Ba'ohel. Also, Rashi explains here, if something has the power to regenerate as an Eivra, it's already Nechshav an Eivra. And therefore, if it has that power with Moach B'Bifnim, so it should also be Metame Ba'ohel. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Breder B'chia, Zozameris, it must be this shita holds, Moach Bibifdim, Einomal, Arucha Mibachutz. It does not cause regeneration. Is that a machlokas a metzias? We'd rather not. Maybe you could say it does cause some regeneration. The question is it halachically binding? But either way, so far, it must not be, it must be going like the shita that it is not enough to regenerate to be called an aver. Rashi here says, according to the shita in the Havamina, that it is enough to regenerate. Rashi says, even if there is no moach at all. Rashi says, afagav deleka moach, hoel ubim mechubar lachai. Since if it would be attached to a live being, sof hamoach lavo, it would eventually come, shari pamim sha moach kulo kala, something that is totally empty, v'chozer, v'idea moach adal habasar milamala, and it could come back. That's Shitas Rashi. Tosfos and the Rashba argue. They say no. If there's zero, nobody says that it would regenerate. Or nobody says that halachically it's called an aver at this stage. Right? Either way. But Tosfos says here, in Tosfos V'i, he still quotes Rashi and says, Ubechinam dachap. I don't know why Rashi says this, and the Rashba also. The Rashba says here, he doesn't just say Ubechinam dachap, Rashba has a kasha. He says, you know, we have all different mishnayos that talk about the shiurim for bones that are needed to be metame ba'ohel. What do you need any shiur for bones? Right, we have rov binyan and rov minyan, right, certain mishnayos describe. Says the Rashba, according to Rashi, you don't need any of that. He quotes Rashi and says, Veinu mechuvar. Dim isa, dafilu b'lo moa klau metame mishum ever, hechi b'inan batzamos, rov binyan, of rov minyan, metame ba'ohel. What do you need all these shiurim for? V'alo b'ro binyan, of rov minyan, efshar, shalo yehe b'anat samos, yehe b'an moach. Some of them are going to have something. V'nima shehen ke'ever menamesu, metame b'ol b'fnei atzman. And v'chulu. And now we'll get to a Gemara he's about to quote later on also. But again, this is the Rashba and Tosfos. They argue with Rashi. He has to have some moach left, not none. Okay, but either way, so what the Gemara said, there's no moach outside, there's no basar outside, there's no moach inside, there's not even enough moach. Or it's like the shita that it's not to be mala ruka, that's not called in Aver. So we're still trying to figure out the case. So Bamayu Kimta to like a kezias. So what do we just explain? That we're talking about a case where it's less than a kezias. So though Ihachi Bumukdoshin Amaimatame. So if that's true, so then Amai Matame. So what about, you explain the first line. The first line is not even a kezias, that's why it's only Matame Bamaga and not be Ohel. But what about the next line? Mukdashin. So if it's less than a kezias, did the Rabbanan make the Tumah to Rabbanan by Pikul and Nosar? Even by less than a kezias? Amai Matame. They would go so small, that's not a, as Rashi says, Hare lo shimshu Nosar, de Nosar, pachas be kezias. Right, there's the bone is the shomer for the nosar. So why would it be tame? Why would the rabbanan have made those bones tame? Visu kulyas an nevela v'kulyas asheretz. The next line, ki nikvu amay matamu. So we say, oh, if they have a hole, they're not tame. But it has less than a kezias. If it's less than a kezias, it's not going to make you tame anyway. It's not, you can't have a shomer for. This is even deeper. Rashi says you can't have a shomer. Remember for tuma chamura. Right, we said only a yad could be there, but a shomer is not mitztarif to the shear. So kinikva amay metamu for tumah chamura. Right, we had tumas ochlin. So the Gemara answers halo kasha reshut like a kezias, save a dika kezias. Okay, split it. The first line about the mace and the is about no kezias, and everything else has a kezias. Well, my kamashlan and the chiddush of the mishnah is mili kamashlan, separate chidushim in each line. Reisha kamashmalan de moach mi bifnim eino mala rucha mi bachutz. The first line is teaching me that even though there's no moach in there, we say that it's not halachically significant to call it an aver. And therefore, it would be, mitame ba'ohel. That's number one. That was the chiddush of kulyas ames. Next line, mukdashin maikam ashmalan, shimush nosar milsahi. Not only is nosar mitame midrabanan, but even the shimush, the shomer, right, the bone of nosar is going to be tame midrabanan. That's the chiddush. De amar mari baravua amar rabbi yitzchak, atzmos kadshim sheshimshu nosar, mitamenes yadayim. Right, that's going to bring tumas yadayim. Hoel venase basis ladavar haaser. Interesting uses of a washin, but that's not nothing to do with Hilfa Shabbos. Right, Bazav or Aser here. Tosas points out, what's the added chiddush of Mari Baravu Amar Rabbi Yitzchak? We had it in the Mishnah. So he says, even if it's no longer Mishamish the Nosar, even if it had been Mishamish the Nosar, middle of Tosfos E, V'nira D'Rav Mari Ashmeinan Atzmos Sheshimshu Nosar Kfar Afilu Ein Bohen Achshav Klum. That's the Chiddush. Umasnis and Ikaluk, maybe the Ika Katikazayas. The Mishnah you could have said has, but Rabbi Yitzchak is saying even if it's already passed. It once was, it doesn't lose that status. On a Drabana level, obviously. And number three, Nevela. What's the Chiddush of Nevela? Abagav Ika Kazayas. Nikva in, lo nikva lo. Right, nevela, even if there's a kazayas inside. Only if it was nikav, because it goes by maga, and not by, the masa only works if there's maga, and if there's no maga, then there's no masa, that's why it has to be open. Good, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to nevela. We'll stop here for a minute, because that's all the first shot of the mishnah. The chinuch counts as separate mitzvah in Tafayin Beis, of, the iser of eating nevela, an animal that was shechted without shechita, tough ayin beis. Shalolechol bibasar behema chayva ofsha mesu me alehen. Val zenemar lo sochel kol nevela lachera shem sherecha titena bachala o machar lanachri. Vekvar kasati lamala, besedu zu mitzvah shechita, haklal shamar zuchon lebracha, shekol she nifsala bishchitasa, tikra gamke nevela. Right, if you made a mistake in the shechita, did not have a proper shechita, as we know, that is called nevela vihi mitzvah bifnei atzma, and it is a separate mitzvah. We know nevela is also in sometimes there's halachic nevela, sometimes something that's eno roi lachila might be in the category as well. He continues, midini mitzvah mashamar zechon levracha like when I voted zara samach zayin. The chinuch quotes nevela haruya leger he kruya nevela v'yishchiyav ba'achilasa. A nevela that is raw edible, that's called a nevela. Av a nevela she'ena ruya leger klomer nevela masrachas ein chiyav ba'achilasa. Right, the source of the whole idea of roy or ena roy lachila is from nevela and the pasuk about giving it lagera sheva sherecha tizanav achala. There is a fascinating, I don't think I've mentioned this before, the Rav Sadia Gaon. You know, Rav Sadia Gaon wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He only wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs. It would have taken a page and a half to write the whole Sefer HaMitzvahs. It was a poem. But Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlau has thousands of pages all about his Sefer HaMitzvahs. But three of the words in the poem, in Asei Pegimel, Vahanavela Latoshavei Ptach. Rav Sadia Gaon explains that Rav Yevruchon Fischer Prolov explains Rav Sadia Gaon that he counts a separate mitzvah asei d'oraisa to give it to the Geratoshav. Right? With the Rambam and the Chiddush don't. They just have the los asei, the first part of the pasuk. Los sochlu kol nevela. There's a halacha. We just discussed that recently, right, in the Gemara. La gera shebisharecha titnenav achala o machala nachri. Right? To give it to a ger or sell it to a guy. Ger Toshav. Or, and we had a machlokas tanoim. Does that mean bedafka or not? One is lahaktim, but Rav Rechem Fishel points out that Rav Sadia Gaon counted as a separate mitzvah. It says, titnana v'achala. Mitzvah zaseh lo seis nevela le ger Toshav. Mitzvah zu manua gama bahag v'arava zokein v'asmak v'arivet in Abu Dram. The Eben Ezra, he quotes, says, no. Yeshech lisa mitzvah mashu rishus. Kamo lager. V'dvarav tamu and modetzli. Right, but we're blind, we're brainwashed by the Rambam and the Chinuch, who don't count it. Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlau always has a new perspective and says, what do you mean? Well, I don't know why anybody else doesn't count it. V'dvarav temuim ma'odetzli. Kivan de'isba mias mitzvah lahaktim, nesina lagel mechira la'anachri, mitzvah hi. V'yeshlim nosa b'minyana asin. The Rambam quotes the halacha in Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam says, "V'chein yirash and noagin em gerei toshav b'derech eretz u'b'gemilas chasadim ki Yisrael shaharianu mitzuvin lahachayosan sheneemar lagerash b'sharecha titzena v'achala." So he quotes that it's a mitzvah, not just a rishus. So he's sarachian on the Rambam. Why isn't it counted? And then he goes, "Okay, even on the bahag, why don't you count the second point? Right? You count it as a mitzvah to give the nevela to the ger. What about selling it to the guy? Same pasuk." You count that as a separate mitzvah. Umilvadze yishli makom yin al kulam al bahag va'rambam amaylo manu gamkin asay demachar lo nachri. Right, so he has that fascinating. Sometimes you read something and you're used to one thing and he turns everything on its head. It's a shach type of thing to do. Sometimes the shach will quote, like in by Garmi, Sugi of Garmi. All the Rishonim seem to argue with Rashi, and then he'll quote all the Rishonim that agree with Rashi and say, I don't know how anybody would understand it any different way. But either way, this is a little bit about the mitzvah regarding nevela as well. And remember the Rambam that we've discussed often, and that is the Rambam that connects nevela and trefa. The Rambam says, Isurim can never be mitztaref to each other, but the Menchas Chinuch points out here in the mitzvah, Tofayin Beis Oz Dalin, that the Rambam says nevela and trefa are mitztaref to each other. Even though they're shtei shemus, right? That's the biggest raya that they're the same shemisser. Trefa tchilas nevelahi, as the Rambam quotes in Dalet Yud Zayin and Yud Dalet Hey in Ma'achalos Asuros. Where does the Rambam get this from in Chazal? So the Menachas Chinuch quotes the Ksos in the Tshuvas Avnei Miluim, who quotes the Sifri. We've seen the Rev Salvechik in the Rishimu Shiur Man Shvuis, and Daf Chav Dalet also quotes the Sifri as his makar. Lo sochal kol nevela, ein li ela nevela, trefa minayin tamalomar kol nevela. The extra word kol by nevela includes trefa. Oh, same shemisser, right? It's included in the limud in the same pasuk. Lachor yokal trefa shtayim, ilav ze gamkein, b'lav ilav sheva klalos. He continues, that's the Minchas Chinuch in Os Dalet, in that mitzvah of tough iron base. Okay, a lot about nevela, but we will continue. Says the Gemara now. Abaya Omar. Says Abaya. Lo'olam. So what did we say? What was the first kimta of the Mishnah? There's no kezayis outside, there's no kezayis inside. And that's in the first line. And the rest of the Mishnah was, there is a kezayis. And we were machalik between the parts of the Mishnah. Abaya Omar lo'olam lach mi bifnim malaruka mi bachutz. No, go back to one of the earlier assumptions. If there's moach inside, it can be malaruch, and therefore it should be called an aver, and therefore it should be matame ba'ohel. So why not here? Tachamayaskinon bishesh shafa. It's a case where you scraped away part of the bone, so that it will never be malarucha. Technically, if it was a regular bone, it would be, and you would call it an aver. So we don't have to be boxed into the other shita. So if the case is bishesh shafa, kidra balazar, dubber balazar kolish shafa la'arka tameya, if I shaved it off la'arka lengthwise, so Temeya, it's still Temeya, because we could have certain types of nutrients and rebuilding blocks going straight up. There's no break. But Larachba, if I do a whole radius around, and then it's never going to get past that Tahora. So then it's Tahora. It's not going to be Metame. V'simanech, how do you remember? How? Dikla. Dikla, a tree. If somebody pulls away the bark of a tree, but in a lengthwise, so therefore there's still plenty of tree, plenty of bark where it could go straight up from the bottom, from the nutrients of the ground to the top, then it's okay. But if I did a whole circle around the tree, so then that would not let the tree regenerate, and that's how you remember this direction as well. Number two. Number three, Rabbi Yochanan Amar La'olam Dika Kezayis. There is a Kezayis, even in the ratio. Moach mivifnim ala rucha mibachutz. So now, what about the original question? So why is it imatami pa'ohel? It is. Umay nogea diktani mahil. Nogea means mahil. As we just said earlier. So it could use that lashon. V. Let's continue and then we'll talk about the relationship between the two. V. Moach mibifnim mala arucha mibachutz. So then, if we say that limbs, it's called a limb if it has it inside, so then even the second category in the Mishnah, even if it's closed up, right, why are they tar? Right, they should be called evarim. Amar Binyamin bar Gida l'Amar Binyamin bar Gida l'Amar B'Yochanan moach hamiskashkesh. It's rattling around inside, meaning it's all dried out. It's not connected really to the bone anymore. It's all dried out, and therefore it's not able to be mala arucha anymore. So gabe, mace, tuma bokas v'ola. It still exists, right? Even if a mace totally disintegrates, and it's rekem, it's metame. So buy a mace where it goes straight up, so then it's metame. Nevela, even the miskashkesh who nikva in lo nikva lo. Then it's gonna have a lower standard, and therefore only if it has a hole, and you'd be able to be touch it, so then it would be matami. If not, look at Rashi, second to last Rashi on the Amud. Nevela, even the miskashkeshu v'shuvei no malarucha lav averhu. It's not called an aver. Hilchach nikvu de'efshe liga matami mishum shir lo nikvu lav lo de'lav averhu. It can't be matami for an aver, but it can be matami through touching part of an nevela. Good. So that is. A third suggestion of Reb Yochanan. Showing the relationship between Nagi and Ohel, as we just said before. When we think of a house that has Tumah in it, do we think of it as it's full of Tumah? And then if I put a hand in, so I'm touching Tumah? Same question we asked, we had, I think, a few weeks ago in the Mesechta Kli Cheres. Right, we know Kli Cheres is Betami Me'aviro. So there too, is it Kamalya Dami? Or not. Rabbi Chanan also talks about this idea. In Psachim, in Kuf Pei Zayin. That's his Lashon. Kuf Pei Zayin. So he quotes the question of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech asks, in Hilchos Tumas Saras, why is it by bias hamenuga bia b'miksas loshma bia achi kanes rubo? If somebody sticks their hand into a bias hamenuga, they're not don't makabel tzaraas until most of the body goes in. Ube oel hameis afilu hichnas rashi es ba'osav tameh. And by an oel hameis, it's like you just stick your hand in your tameh. What's the difference? Vatam kasu sham betoslus mishum de oel kaman de mal yatuma. By tumas meis, it's after tuma is in the entire house. It fills. Ukshe hichnas etzbo havikilu naga. As if you're touching the meis. Avo bebayis hamenuga ein sham din ohel lomar kemanda malya tuma. Vegam bemeis ein ochayev el mishum lo yitma avo mishum lo yavo ein ochayev el babarubo veing makam lekushes mishal melech. So you could be machalik even between two tumas ohels. By a meis it's full of meis. By tsaras it has the status of a house of tsaras. It's not like the house is full of tsaras. And therefore you stick your hand in. So even within Tumas Ohel, one can be Mechalik. And it's fascinating. We don't have time to go into it now, but the Rambam, by the Isser of a Kohen, the Isser of a, where is this? Right, Kuf, Samach, Kuf, Reish, Kuf, I'm sorry, that's the Rambam. Reish, Ayin, Aleph. Right, by a Kohen Gadol. By a Kohen Gadol. Right, a Kohen doesn't have an Isser of becoming Tameh. Only becoming Tameh, Tumas Meis. But not the others. But the Kohen Gadol has the Isser of going into an Oel HaMeis and the Isser of becoming Tamei Meis. Two separate Isurim. Wow. Why isn't the second, doesn't the second one include the first? The Rambam counts separately. Al kol nafshos meis lo yavo besocha bayis imahem. Lashen bia bias bayis mashma. And the next pasuk is lo avivu limo lo yitama. Afil eilu shem krova. So two, the Rambam and the Chinuch count two separate Isurim. The Achronim wonder. You know why this is Tumas Oel seems to be a different type of Tuma. Is the result, is the mechanism different? Is the result also different? Right, there's no difference in halacha between how long your Tameh, if you become Tameh Meis through Maga or Masa or Ohel. But it's interesting that conceptually, they're counted as separate mitzvos. Separate mitzvos, lo yikonis kohen gadol v'oel hameis, and lo yikonis yitameh kohen gadol v'shem Tumas Meis. If a kohen goes into a house, does he get two averes or one aver? Right, the Rambam says, in here, v'noeg yisuzeh b'zman ha'bayis, b'zman she'isham kohen gadol b'chol makam she'iyah, afilo im hayam mikre, she'atza chutz la'aretz musa v'mikonis b'ol ha'meis, v'mar v'nechla shem ha'meizid, afilo aviv alimo, b'bayis, loke. The Rambam just says, the Chinuch says you get malchus for one, and malchus for the other. So the question is, you have to think about why there is the need for two. Is there a difference between the two? Good. One other chakira that's mentioned in Tumas Ohel, Rav Gusman has this in the Kutri Shishir Midva Metzia. There's the idea of going into an Ohel HaMeis and being in an Ohel HaMeis. Right, those are two different ideas. If somebody walks into a house backwards, then it might not be called going in, because I walked in a strange way. That not be called Bia, but Lamaisa, once the result is in, I'm in. So even if most of my body is in, if I say Bia makes us Loshma Bia, then I might have to be entirely in. So that's two different ideas. He writes, Shtei halachos miyuchados hein, haba el habayis ta'atuma hi mishum maisa habia, ubazei no tamei lo kederach biyaso. And number two, kol asher babayis, ta'atuma hi mebneisha nimsa babayis, afilo below maisa habia, v'meila tamei, afilo nichna shalo kederach biya. And he relates this to re'ias p'nei habayis, and bringing things into the house also. Right, going through the, what requires, you know, what's Mechayim, Jews and Maestros, going through, or just being in? Right, different areas of halacha where we have parallel ideas. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara towards the bottom. Amar Rabbi Avin, Vitamer Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin. Afanan Amitanina, we also learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Ahalos that, what are we trying to prove? This last suggestion, that Negiah and Ohel. Sometimes, oh, it can say, oh, it can say Negiah, and it can mean Ohel. Hanogiah bekachatzi zayis umala achatzi zayis. Interesting. Right, what's the case here? Okay, there's lamdas in every Mishnah, in all Shas Mishnahs. If somebody touches a half a gazayas of a mace, and he puts his other hand under the ohel, or he puts his hand over another half a mace, umay lachatzi a mace, ochatzi zayas ma'ahil alav, tamei. So what do you see from there? This tzirif between Tumas Ohel and Tumas Maga. See, Amar Bishlam Achad Shmahu. If you say this all one Shema Echad, and that's why our Mishnah could say Nogei, even though it means Ohel, Mishamachi Mitzarif. Ela Iyamar Shrei Shmai Ninu, Mi Mitzarif. Zev Hatnan, right? If they're two Shemos, they wouldn't be able to be Mitzarif. As we learned, Da'aklal, Koshu Mishum Shem Echad Mitzarif. Vitame, Vishde Shemos Dar. So it must be Shem Echad. So the Gemara says, Bonimi, what about the next line of the Mishnah? Elamai Chachmahu Ema Seifa. What was the case that we just said? You're touching a half a kazayas of mace, and I have my hand over or under a half a kazayas. What about the seifa? Aval hanogea pakachatzi zayas v'davar acher ma'ahil Allah v'al kachatzi zayas. Reuven is holding in his right hand a half a kazayas, and his left hand is under something else, and the half a kazayas is also under that. So he is not being ma'ahil on it or it on him, but there's another roof that's ma'ahil on both of them. So in that case, tar. And Rashi points out, you can't say there's a difference between the three types of ohel. You're mile on hit, it's mile on you, or you're under, because that's the ikker ohel that's mentioned in the Torah. The ikker, Rashi says, second skinny line, the ikker ohel amur batorah zehu kala ba el ha ohel. Shaha bayis mahil alav el meis kechad. So says the Gemara, v'ichat shmahu amaitar. So why in the seifa, if it's shem echad, why you tar? It should be mitzdarev el kasha reisha. The Mefarshim should talk about you don't need the Gemara to ask this. It's just a steer in the Mishnah. So Amar Rabbi Zera bituma ritzutza bein beis migdala maskinan. What's the case that we're talking about here? In a case where there's very tiny little room, there's like two buildings right next to each other and a little mace in the middle. It's cramped tuma. Tumah ritzutza bein beis migdalim askinan, and therefore there's a halacha Moshe Misinai that you need at least a cubic tefach space, right? One by one by one. Rashi says, "Kol davar she'ein lanu makom revach kari ritzutz ubachas b'tefach lav chalalu v'nekam hashem b'tocha ritzutz." So it's in between. So in those cases, the ein b'neim poseach tefach dekula negiyahi. Really, you could say that really no negiyah and ol are different shemos. And why in the case, in the Resha, do you say that it is one shame? Because the half a kazayas that you're over is not really considered a regular ohel. It's tiny little space there, that's called touching. The kula negihi, but normally it wouldn't be touching. There is a machlokas rishonim. Does the one tefach space have to be besides the item that's tameh? Or does it include? Does it include? So that is not 100% clear. If you look in the Rush in Ohalus, it sounds like you need a tefach besides that, and that's what the Ravid says. The Ravid says the Rambam is not clear. But the Kesem Mishnah says maybe don't blame the Rambam. The Rambam just quoting the Mishnah. The Ravid in Tumas Meis, Yud Beis Aleph, where the Rambam quotes this halacha. Yud Beis Aleph, the Rambam says, tefach al tefach, meruba al rum tefach. One by one by one. Maybe as a tuma v'chotzeis b'fei atuma din Torah she'ein kari ohel el tefach al tefach barum tefach. Oh yes, sir, all zeh. That's the Rambam. One by one by one, you need that as an ohel. If not, tuma goes straight up, and there it's as if you're touching because there's no space in between. It's not regular tumas ohel, like under the same ohel. And the Ravid says, Amar Avram lo birer es dvarav dechal al tefach panui bi'inon lahavi es atuma v'lachus b'fnei atuma she'im lo kein v'atuma mima'ates es hachalal tefach tuma ritzutzahi v'ina mevi'a v'ina chotzetes. So the Ravid says the Rambam's not clear. Maybe that's the most tame Ravid that we've ever had. He just said the Rambam's not clear. But the Kesem Mishnah says he's just quoting the Mishnah. Good. So either way, so that Mishnah from Ahalos is not a raya that Negiya and Ohel are all one shame. Let's try again. Uman Tana Dekari Lo'ol Nogeya. So is there anyone else out there, another Tana, that could call Ohel Nogeya? Rabbi Yossi. Maybe it's Rabbi Yossi. Titania, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Mole Tarvet Rekev Matami B'mago B'maso B'Ohel. So we know a spoonful of rotted corpse is metame maga masa and ohel. So bishlama b'maso ba'ohel hakatoin le'lekule. I understand masa, you carry the whole thing. Ohel, it's under the same roof. V'hakama la'kule. Elenogeya halonoga b'kule. It's a similar, we mentioned something like this in the last shir, in yesterday's shir. But by negiya, if I touch some of the rekev, I'm not touching the whole rekev, right? It's like a powder. So I'm not touching the whole thing. So how does it work that mali tarvet rekev is metame mi b'maga? And the Mishnah adds, the Mefarshim point out here, that even if it is needed together, it's not going to be mitzarev. So what does nogeya mean here? How could you be matame through mali tavid rekav? So elalav shmamina ma nogeya mahil. It must be niz mahil. Sigmar says, wait a minute. It says ohel. Ela haktani nogeya haktani mahil. You can only say nogeya means mahil if it doesn't say mahil. Here it says it also. So it's obviously three separate ways. Amar Abaya, Lamata mitefach, Ohel Nikia, Lamala mitefach, Ohel Greda. Well, it means how close. How close? Meaning it's not talking about, look at Rashi. Rashi says, in Abaya, Amar Abaya, Hamahil Lamata mitefach, Shein tefach ben yodo letuma kari leol Nagia. That's where Ohel Mizagia, if you're within a tefach. Ula Abaya lo matukma masizik Rabbi Yochanan. This is not, the Gemara explains, Abaya is not explaining now to be the basis for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan interpreted our Mishnah, right? Negiyah means Ohel. No. Abaya is saying, really, Ohel is not Negiyah. Right? Within a tefach, it's Negiyah. Within a tefach, we could call it Negiyah. But he's just answering the kasha that Rabbi Yochanan said, what does Rabbi Yossi mean? But he's not interpreting it to be a basis for Rabbi Yochanan earlier, Rashi points out. Rava, though, on the other hand, Rava here is going to fit back into the Mishnah. Rava Amar, Afilu Lamalami Tavanami Ol Negiyahu. No, it is. Heichi Dami Ohel Greda Behamshacha. What's Hamshacha? So now we have a new, something that we rejected before, but now Rava is suggesting it. Maybe there's a difference between the two cases of Ohel, where I'm over the mace and the mace is over me, versus a different item is over both of us. That's Hamshacha. So Hamshacha is, that's called Negiyah, as we said before. It's Kemal Yadami. It's Kemal Yadami. So that's the difference. So fine. And therefore, that's how Rabbi Yossi could be interpreted too, that even if it's above, and that would be the case in the Mishnah as well. Right, see Rashi, the last couple of skinny lines in Rashi. Dover acher mahil alav alatuma, tehu eno mahil alatuma, velo atuma mahil es alav, elo dover acher, mamshuch es atuma alav. Fine. Period. Amar Rava mina amin alav, finishing up. So, how do I know that even above a tefach, Rabbi Yossi calls ohel negia, ditan or ditanya, abraisa, Rabbi Yossi omer, chavile mita visrige chalonos. If somebody has chavile mita, those are the ropes that used to hold up the beds. Hold up the beds. And srige chalonos, or ropes also that were in the windows. Basically ropes. Let's say I have a skylight between the first and the second floor. And there's a window. And I have strong ropes that are there permanently. But there's space in between. But because it's there permanently, it's considered part of the roof. And if there's a mace in the bottom floor, it's still chotzeitz. Even though there's airspace. Chotzeitzin bein abayis la'aliyah. Shelo lahachnis tuma litzad sheni. So tuma won't go to the tzad sheni because it's put there permanently. Persan al pnei hamace. But if I didn't have it in a permanent way, I just put it, I held it above a mace. Right, it wasn't done in a permanent way. Ba'avir. So then, hanogeya keneged hanekev tame. So if I'm above the airspace in between the ropes, tame. Shlo keneged evenekev tar. If I'm keneged the ropes, then it's still, Rashi says, the ropes are not makabel tuma, therefore they are chotzeitz, but the airspace is not called a wall, and therefore it would make you tame if you're over the airspace. But what's the lashon used here? Nogeya. If we're talking about you're within a tefach of the corpse, the dead itself, then even if it's on top of the ropes, you should be tame. Why? It's like an accessory of the mace itself. If you're within a tefach. And it must be, therefore, it's above a tefach. And what was the language? And it's called nogeya. So you see, according to Rabbi Yossi, Ohel, even above a tefach, can be called nogeya. So, isn't that a raya? So, the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Abaya, as he said earlier, rejected. So, we're going to reject again. Amar Abaya, lo'olam lamata mitefach. Really, it's within a tefach. I should be batame, v'takar, but meis b'ksuso, who? Meis b'ksuso, right, isn't it an accessory? No, meis b'ksuso, mivatale. Hi, lo mivatale. No, a meis b'ksuso, you're talking about an accessory, clothing on the mace, that's bottle to the mace. This is a rope above it. A rope above it that's temporarily there. So that's not batel, right? That's not, you're not mevatela to be the ksuso of the mace. And therefore, even within a tefach, it's not going to be tame. Last line. Vitevi ketuma temuna bokas va'ole. But if it's so close, then it should go up, right? It's, there's no ohel in between. If it's be'emet, pachos from the, less than a tefach from the mace. So, ksavar Rabbi Yossi, tuma temuna ina bokas. Rabbi Yossi argues on that. Tuma temuna would not go all the way up, and therefore Rabbi Yossi could hold it's within a tefach, and it's not metame, according to, again, this is all Abaya, who would say that Rabbi Yossi is not a basis for Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation of our Mishnah, and therefore we still don't have a Tana that would form the basis of his Shita. Okay, that Bokas Mina Timra gets into the next stage, so we'll have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue. It could be the next offer or two, might be put up from the last cycle, I'm not sure, but we'll see, we'll stop here.